about 7-8 years, I was lost in this pretty bad addiction. I let the enemy deceive me in a very bad way. I'm worthless. I'm not loved. I'm not worthy of love. And if there's somebody out there, please, oh, please know that you are worthy. The great I Am made you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. He has etched you in the palm of his hands. 7 months ago, I say July the 25th at about 9:30 in the morning, I was sitting in a parking lot in Bessemer, Alabama, thinking about ending my life. And I was just so far away from God. And this just shows you how great of a loving God that we got, that he came to me in my lowest point through WDJC. And I was like, man, I can't feel God right now, but he can feel me. And I'm sitting there, and I never listened to WDJC at this point because, like I said, I'm so far away from him. And Ryan Ellis's Everything Is Gonna Be Okay comes on. And that was God speaking to me. And I just started crying. And I was like, okay, I guess we're going to see this through and see what happens. God didn't only just change me, he transformed me. And that's how I know scripture is real. Behold, all things old have passed away, and I have made a new thing. I'm not an addict anymore. I'm royal priesthood. I am a child of God. And he has sent me to help mend the brokenhearted, set the captives free. And if you want freedom, real freedom, not just from addiction, but from all your past, your traumas, there's a great place in Bessemer and a great place in Coleman called the Foundry Ministries. God will find you and transform you. I attend Leadership University now at my church, Desperation. I'm in love with God, just seeking him and everything that I do.